BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Straw for Bricks.
Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord God of Israel says. Let my people go into the wilderness for 3 days so they can worship me." The Pharaoh was shocked and said, "Who does the God of the Hebrews think he is, telling me what to do? I don't know him, and I'm certainly not going to let my slaves go into the wilderness." He then called for his slave drivers. "My slaves are lazy. They have so much time on their hands that they're talking about going out into the wilderness and worshiping God. Well, I'll fix that. From now on, stop giving them straw for the bricks. Let them go get it themselves. Still, they're to make just as many bricks as before. That'll teach them not to stand around and listen to these fools." The slave drivers went and told the Israelite foreman what the Pharaoh said. "We're not going to give you any more straw. You're to get it yourself. Still, you're to produce just as many bricks as before." So the people immediately went throughout Egypt gathering straw. Because of this, they weren't able to fulfill their allotted quota for making bricks. Therefore, the slave drivers beat the foreman. The foreman went to Pharaoh. "Why are you treating your slaves this way? If we don't have the straw, we can't make the same amount of bricks as before." Pharaoh yelled at them. "You're lazy! Lazy, I say! You've got time to stand around and say, 'We want to go worship the Lord.' So now it's time to work. Go get your own straw, and I want the same amount of bricks as before." Moses was waiting for the foreman when they left Pharaoh. They said to him, "You have made us stink before Pharaoh. You have put a sword in his hand, and he's going to kill us with it." Moses went to the Lord and said, "Why did you send me here? You haven't delivered the people. You've only caused them more trouble." The Lord said, "Oh, Moses, you're about to see what I'm going to do to Pharaoh. When I'm done, he'll beg you to take the people away. Go tell the people that I am the Lord. I have heard their groaning. I'm about to take them back to the land I promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Then the Lord told Moses to go and talk to Pharaoh again. "Tell him to let my people leave this land." Moses said, I'm not any good at this. If the people of Israel won't listen to me, why would Pharaoh?" The Lord said, "Oh, Moses, I have made you like a god to Pharaoh and Aaron your prophet. Go, and I will give you the words to say." So Moses and his brother Aaron stood before Pharaoh and asked him to allow the people of Israel to go into the desert and worship. Pharaoh asked for a sign. So Aaron threw his staff on the ground and it became a snake. The court magicians and sorcerers threw their sticks on the ground and they also became snakes. Suddenly, Aaron's snake ate the rest of the snakes. Still, Pharaoh wouldn't listen to them.
Come back next time to hear the second part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.